time to continue the conversation today about community and arts events in our region. The Ely Folk School has a mission to build community by providing learning experiences that celebrate the wilderness, heritage, art, history, culture, and craft of the people of northern Minnesota. Molly Olson is joining us now to tell us more about what's going on in Ely this month. Hey, Molly, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So I suppose you have a few things going on.
We do, yeah. It's always fun to see what kind of classes are on the menu.
Yeah.
And this month is no different. I want to start out by talking about create a customized pine casket / bookshelf. Yep. So,
wait, say that again.
So you can basically build yourself a bookshelf, but it's also a casket that you could be buried in.
Wow.
I'm not sure laughing's appropriate here. This, wow.
I know. I should be very calm and respectful, but I think this is a really, actually, it is a neat class. I will say that, you know, there are different, you know, green burial movements kind of around the country.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that would be very special. So it's actually a functioning bookshelf while you are waiting for your time. So what the quote on the description says, bury yourself in books. So
wow, I like that. Yeah.
Image, yeah. Hmm. And then going on the book theme, so that class actually is the 20th and 21st. Actually, I think it goes through the 22nd, so it's kind of the weekend.
Okay.
And it's from 9 to 5 on each of those days. So it's a 3-day class, but when you're done, you'll have this, you know, beautiful piece. And then the 2 days before that, from 9 to 1, there is a 2-day class on creating a hardbound book. And so it's, you know, tearing the paper, punching the holes, everything. You know, so it's just really kind of a neat artifact to come away with. And that's taught by Concy Powell, who's a local artist and author. So that's really neat. And then the weekend before that, on the 13th and 14th, we have a kind of a 3-day class. The first day is just from 6 to 8:30 on the Friday, the 13th. Huh? No, be scared. It's Friday the 13th. But the Latvian knitting technique is gorgeous. Whenever people see these mittens when we display them, they are just very, very unique. They have sort of a geometric look, but they're just really beautiful. And so if you are a knitter, I mean, this assumes that you would have some knitting technique already.
Right.
But you'll complete either a wrister or the mitten. So if you're a little slower, you'll do just kind of a wristband. But it's just really beautiful mittens that you can come away with. And then we have just, you know, a bunch of different, we have the Black Ash Pack Basket is a super popular class that's coming up the 14th and 15th. Natural soap making with herbs and botanicals for color. We have some herb classes. We have a Sewing with Beaver class coming up on Friday the 20th. And the quote there is that there's no bad weather, only bad clothing. So I think that, you know, in the North Woods, we kind of know about that. Another great class that's coming up is traditional pit fire pottery on Saturday, October 28th from 9 and noon. You'll do some of the basics, and then you'll come back from 5 to 6 to find out the, you know, results of your pit fire. So that's pretty neat. And then there's a beginner round basket. If you're not, you know, if you're not really comfortable or confident of your basketry skills, this is a great basic basket, and it is really beautiful. And the instructor, Jean Haas, is from Michigan, so she's coming out here to teach that class. And those are, you know, everybody can always use another basket. In my mind, I am a basket aficionado, and so I think they're just great.
So do you make them too?
I actually have never made a basket.
Oh.
My husband makes baskets. So,
okay.
You know, we kind of have our things we do.
Right.
You know, I'm a dancer. He's a basketer. I don't know, is that a thing?
All right. I see we could also learn how to make our own salve.
Yes. Yeah, there's some. That is, and also the herbs for winter. So Jamie Brennan is our former program coordinator here, but she now has opened her own wellness center here in Ely. And so she does a lot of herbal classes here. And the salve is wonderful for just, you know, helping your skin recover from all of the wear and tear through winter. So these are some great classes. She also has the herbs for winter, how to stay healthy as you move into the season of sickness, right? So we have a great lineup coming up in the month of October.
Sounds great. You can find more information at elyfolkschool.org. That's Molly Olson. Molly, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.